When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt. A fool's lips enter into contention. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. The rich answereth roughly. A fool's mouth is his destruction. The rich answereth roughly.
Doctor?
Bless you, Jesus.
Huh?
Bless you, Jesus.
Are you sure?
Bless you, Jesus.
Well, what are you doing?
Oh, Jesus.
Your faces. Let me show you again. I will try very well to show you what I see on your face. Are you looking at me close?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh.
What does that say?
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Huh? What does that say?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, God. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
Glory. I've even told you time and time again.
Hallelujah.
What to do about it.
Hallelujah.
I said, you're not going to walk in here on Sabbath morning.
Hallelujah.
You have to decide to do it. After you're going to have to do this daily.
Amen.
And so you'll be ready.
Yes.
Whenever you're confronted with the situation.
Hallelujah.
You don't sit back and say, well, I'll just wait till it comes and I'll do it. No.
Hallelujah.
No, you prepare for it.
Hallelujah.
That's,
hallelujah.
Oh, it doesn't make no difference how I say it, am I?
Hallelujah.
I am just not going to find people. It's so hard. You know, Solomon said it like this. He said, I only found one man.
Amen.
He was a wise man.
Amen.
So he knew what to look for.
Amen.
So he could find one for me.
Hallelujah.
Now, again, I have to try to explain that, because if you don't, your iniquity is going to think you're the man, and your women are going to think you're the woman. But what he simply says in the man, well, I can't find one government on this earth that's a government run by God, and I can't find one religion, one woman, one religious system that will submit to Almighty Yahweh. So I did find one government, and that was found in Jesus Christ. That was a man. So I couldn't find a man, but he found him. And he sent his Holy Spirit in the world so you can find him. So you can have a government. So you can be ruler. But he said, you trust in your religion.
Hallelujah.
You trust in your spirituality.
Hallelujah.
And you won't find one power, one authority in it. They can't rule over you.
Hallelujah.
Hey, your spirituality is a farce, most of you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You see, what people don't realize, that when Jesus comes, he's going to set up a government.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He's not going to set up a religion.
No.
He's got a spiritual people.
Yes, Lord.
Not those who think they're spiritual.
Yes, Lord.
So he won't need a religious system.
No.
He won't need something that's set up a government.
Right.
What am I saying this? I'm a setback that wrote that out, huh? And you don't even know how profound. God help these people. You know, over the last couple, we've been here, I don't know how many years, we've been here on these grounds 20 years maybe.
Glory to
God. Before that, I came down to South Carolina here. And if there's ever a man on the face of the earth that has all manner of evil has spoken against him falsely.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
It can't get no worse out of you, though, can I? You know why? Because some of you contributed to that. Some of you spoke things against me falsely. Or if you spoke even truth and you spoke against me, it was false to do it. Who are any of you anywhere to lay any charge to God's elect? And I'm the personification on this earth today of God's elect. I didn't say I was the whole elect, but I am. And all the elect of God are going to have fellowship with me, and no disagreement. We will walk together. Now, if you don't do that, if you can't see this one, then you're not part of it. That's all too. Because what you have to do to make your calling election sure is to agree to that. And to do that, you have to repent. And that's something this generation refuses. I mean, they don't just not accept repentance. They refuse it. You don't know the difference? And a lot of people, if you offer repentance, they take it. That's all God's done in this last generation, was offer them repentance.
Hallelujah.
And they won't take it. They refuse it.
Hallelujah.
See how you, right there, when I made that statement right there, God was again offering you a repentance.
Hallelujah.
I gave her, remember the woman?
Yeah.
Jezebel, the religious system,
yes,
the spirituality. I gave her space to repent.
Yes,
you suffered that religious spirit to rule over you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
God bless you. Huh? And look at this. Some of you still are under the dollar. I didn't mean to come to you, but your face is, I should be able to walk in this house and have an enlightened people.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, shouldn't they say, what's he talking about?
Oh,
I'll give you an example. You know, one of the things that God allowed me to do and direct me to do and was create a community as a model community.
Oh, God.
At one time we had 5 or 6 of them that were patterned after what God has showed me. When I saw some of the other ones that started with me start going their own pattern, I would even comment about it. See, you didn't learn that from me. You learned about communities from me, but you didn't continue on what God showed me. That's the same thing with you.
Yes, sir.
You weren't the pattern.
Hallelujah.
God didn't show you how to have a community.
No.
He didn't.
No.
You're not the pattern.
No.
This is the one that God gave the pattern to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. See, isn't that something?
Amen.
You're so afraid to say to me, aren't you?
Hallelujah.
This house right here. See, that's why you're even here. It's a pattern of receiving the prophet.
Hallelujah.
You are here because you received the prophet. Really? Or are you? And those that leave are those that will not receive the prophet. Huh? Now I can stand here all morning long and go after example after example after example. Look, you know why you get like that? You say, uh-oh, maybe you're going to use me as an example.
Hallelujah.
So I don't want to hear him talk about these other ones.
Hallelujah.
Because if you talk about that one, that's me.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I don't hear him mention this one. I don't hear him mention that one. Because that's me.
Thank you,
that's why God wrote the things in the Bible as an example or a pattern.
Yes, Lord.
And when you see, oh, that's me.
Yes.
One of the things that blessed me so much and helped me through so much was when I made that confession of sin. I still remember the question came out. Is there any prophet in the Bible that ever committed adultery? David was the only one that we know.
Amen.
And this house.
Hallelujah.
God, do I have to do this again? Why? You people just don't love God. It's up to you. I'm telling you, if you love God, you would love me.
Yeah,
you would sit there and look, question. And you see, I'm questioning your love. I told you, how many times have I said in this place that this lifestyle, this life of God, it's based on a condition of love. There's nothing in the world that this morning I had God remind me of that. One time when I was going through a real difficult time, my brother Merlin showed up at my front doorstep.
Hallelujah.
And opened the door and he stood there, tears in his eyes. He said, "Brother Scare, love never fails."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that something?
Glory.
Love never fails.
Amen.
You see why I'm not failing?
Hallelujah.
Because I got lost in my heart for God. And it happened weak to you.
Hallelujah.
And even to my enemy. But this is a generation that hates love, hates life, hates truth, and hates God.
Hallelujah.
And some of you people, if you don't get that clean heart, get that damn hatred out of your heart for the things of God.
Yes,
and stop fighting against God's love.
Amen.
You're going to be lost.
Amen.
Now sit there and look at me again. Say, not me. For all I can tell you is the only reason I can comprehend why God gives so many severe warnings, because you're in danger of hell.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what he's warning you.
Yes,
to flee from the wrath to come.
Yes,
and when Jesus comes, that's the wrath. I even told you that. Isn't that something? Did anybody remember how I told you that?
My Lord.
Where's your wife at? What's that for? That is old Solomon, huh?
Oh, bless you.
You can't seem to get these, this age of women. Women rule.
Oh, bless you.
Come on, sisters.
Yes.
Don't get mad at me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Women want to rule.
Oh, God.
Children have more children so they can impress us.
Oh, Lord.
See, nobody wants to grasp that.
Amen.
When you think the scripture children are oppressors, you think they're taking the club and beating you. No, that little boy over there is an oppressor. Mm-hmm. You can't satisfy him.
No,
he wants more and more and more and more until the parents sometimes get frustrated.
Okay.
Don't know what to do. So he's an oppressor. He pushes and demands. That's a little children, that little baby back there. He's starting to assert himself now. It takes two or three to take care of that one all day long.
Hallelujah.
Because it's always going, doing, being. Children will become, sit down and behave yourself. That don't work today.
No.
Not today. Huh? No. Oh, my child's different. No, they're not. Don't have me no child. Lie to yourself all you want to. Children are an oppressor.
Amen.
It's the spirit of the sage.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
No, I don't really know where to begin, because you see I'm on so many frequencies. And you say, well, what in the world? I can't tell you people how many times I've been told in my lifetime, you're done, you're finished, you're over, you're dead.
Amen.
And here I still am here.
Hallelujah.
And that doesn't seem to me to see that old devil. The devil said a long time ago, way before time began, is I'm going to exalt myself on the throne of God. I'm going to take your place, God. And he's out of here, I'm going to holler his head off, and God's still God.
Glory to God.
Now, I want to try to say something that God gave me, but before I do, I got to deal with something. Because, you see, people say to me, you make me look better. I remember Charles was here and said, you keep putting me down. I said, no, man, you're doing it yourself. See, iniquity doesn't want to. It just doesn't want to identify me. It just doesn't. It'll fight. You cut off the servant's head and he'll wag his tail. He'll keep around wagging his tail until the sun goes down. That's a fact, you know. Well, why would the sun go down? Well, what is it that keeps that little... I don't know that. Why don't you admit, folks, that you hardly know anything? You don't know why God made you. You don't know why He saved you. You don't know what He saved you from. You're so full of your damn junk in your head. We were told what to do. We were not going to do it, are we?
My Lord.
See what he did yesterday provoked me. And so I said, shut up! first time I said to you like that, wasn't it? Amen. This first time I said it like that. Come on, I got afraid. Yeah, I did. I looked at Michael and you shut up. Huh? Now, don't tell me I haven't admonished him. I even told him and you that I let him get away with a lot of that. Because I think his heart is right. But when I started yesterday, he had no right to interfere with what I was trying to do. Because I was dealing with a very precarious situation. And not only did it involve him, even though it did even involve him that much. Because he was not basically involved with the storage out there. He even said to me, listen, you people, you sit right there, and you hear me, and you watch me, and you listen. And then when I call it to your attention, you say, what's he talking about?
Jesus.
He even sent me out, he said, you know, it's going to be good what you're doing, because he says, I don't even know where all this stuff is at. And that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do. Let's start getting this thing in order.
Hallelujah.
Let's get our thoughts in order, our hearts in order, so we know when things are right. So we know when this is iniquity. So we know when that's wrong. So come on, let's get in. Let's set the house in order. Come on, brothers. Why can't you see that? That's what God put us here. This is the house of God that we can see. And this is what he wants in order. He wants to feel planted in order. He wants to count of it. Come on. Why are you fighting that again? Tell me, please. Why?
Hallelujah.
Jesus. You better repent of that wickedness.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You were told, like everybody else out there, listen to me. You stop hindering this prophet. You do me no harm.
Oh,
the job is too intricate. It's much harder than even I am. Some of you would do.
Hallelujah.
Well, you better one of the little ones. Well, he was one of the little ones.
Hallelujah.
But see, love is not easily offended.
Hallelujah.
So he loved me so much, I got by without offending him.
Hallelujah.
Before didn't take offense.
Glory.
Huh? Before didn't take offense.
Glory
to God. Then I had to say to him, brother, that wasn't my intent.
That's right.
I wouldn't recommend you being offended at me. I'm dealing with something higher than you and me both.
Hallelujah.
So don't get see, and love say, okay, I won't get offended. You hear me? How about you? Are you getting offended with some of you right now?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I remember the day when David Jackson came flying into the radio room. And he, Brother Sterry, said, I want to tell you something. God just showed me. You are guaranteed a place in heaven.
My Lord.
I thought, boy, that's good.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Hallelujah.
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 And he quoted that scripture. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely.
Amen.
Rejoice.
Hallelujah.
And be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted the prophets,
yes,
the prophets.
Amen.
The prophets
yes.
Coming for you.
Hallelujah.
Well, here he is. You, even if you have a calling of a prophet around here, I'll still be for you. You're going to get behind me. You prophets out there, I have no doubt God calls you to be prophet, but you're going to get behind me. And if you don't like that phrase, that means just get in your place, and then it'll be very nice.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Don't put you down. Huh? I'm behind Christ, I'm following him. He said, get behind me now. What's wrong with that? He knows the way. Does he put me down because he says, follow me? Thank you, Lord. Now, I can stand here all morning and talk about, you know, the question. You remember that. I wonder why the people are leaving. And every time that happens, they'll say, it's something he done or something I done. Why have you left me in this work with God while you're still here, some of you?
Glory.
How come you're not wholly following?
Glory. Glory.
I have told you before, don't be a guest.
Hallelujah.
In any shape or form.
Hallelujah.
I couldn't let that spirit be against me.
Hallelujah.
So what I was trying to do yesterday, it's devastating.
Jesus.
I couldn't let him be against me.
Amen.
How dare him or any of you call me a liar?
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's a charge.
Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Against God's elect.
Glory God.
Or the one that is elected to show you God.
Oh, Jesus.
I've been elected to manifest the presence of God on earth.
Yes,
oh, now isn't that big stuff? Isn't that big? You've been elected.
Yes,
now are we the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
We've been elected to show anybody's done sad this
morning.
I got a bunch of scriptures up here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid so because they're so beautiful. For instance, one little one just came to my mind. Paul said, he said, I'm revealing a mystery.
Glory.
That was hid.
Mm-hmm.
Hid.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you, Lord. Yes. Do you know how many things I showed you that was hid from you? And one of the mysteries that was hid, that there would be a prophet.
Amen.
And still hid. We still don't know what you're doing. Not yet. We don't. No, we don't. Or you might believe so, but it's still not yet been revealed. Because it's got to be revealed to the whole world. Revelation truth is first revealed to God's people.
Hallelujah.
So that it can then be revealed through them.
Hallelujah.
To the rest of the
world.
We are the revelation.
Hallelujah.
That's why God's spending so much time with this little group right here. What did it reveal with that little 12 right towards the end? What did it reveal? Profound truth. That was hit from them guys from the first time you met him.
Right.
He was so concerned about it. One day after, just before he came tonight, he said, hey fellas, let's see what you learned.
Right. Amen.
Who do men, who, not what?
Right.
Hear me again.
Amen.
I know you don't like my way of using English.
Hallelujah.
It's not what you know, it's who you know. And the Lord took me back to a statement that I heard from Herbert W. Armstrong many years ago.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, of course, now you folk never heard me say it.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He had made a trip around the world. And Herbert W. Armstrong, no matter what you want to say, he was a phenomenon.
Amen.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I never heard him, but I did.
Hallelujah.
So when I tell you something, then believe it.
Glory. Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Glory.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I can name names that you people have never heard,
amen,
but they were very profound. God used them one way or another.
Hallelujah.
Oil jaggers. and the oxen dying? Who are they? Why, they were the men that came over there. Never died, the oxen.
Oh, Lord.
What they taught was that you would never die.
Yeah.
What happened to them? Well, they died.
Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
That took care of their testimony.
Yes, God.
Father Divine, Daddy Grace.
Hallelujah.
I think you glad to see people don't even know about it. I knew about it. The most of them existed in the last 100 years.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, brothers, you are disgusting. If you think God's looking down on you with a smile today, you can forget it.
Amen.
He is so grieved with us.
Yes, Lord.
He is so grieved.
Yes, Lord.
That we will not apply ourselves to the knowledge He's given us.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And to make ready for His sudden
appearance. Yes, Lord.
And you're not going to be able to do it when that time comes. You're going to have to be prepared.
Now.
Look at her.
Yes, Lord.
Just like doing your face. You're not going to put on a happy face right then.
No.
No, you're going to start seeing His coming.
Hallelujah.
Now. Preparing for it.
Yes,
by getting everything out of your heart.
Lord.
So when that comes, boy, you're right there.
Yes.
Lord.
Sonny said to me,
hallelujah.
Not one.
Hallelujah.
Not one.
Oh, God.
Not one.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Couldn't find a man there.
Jesus.
And then when the woman showed up, she didn't recognize.
Thank you, Lord.
If there's anybody in that group that should have recognized Jesus, it was Mary.
Yeah, Lord.
He had been very close to her.
And yes,
very close to him. So close that today the world says that they had a relationship. And they did. They had a lot deeper than the world knows about.
Yeah.
There was a love in that woman's heart. Jesus said she loved much. Aha! Uh-huh. There was a very close relationship there. But even she didn't recognize. Did she? Did she? May I have a body so I can bury it?
Glory, Lord. Ooh, Jesus. Glory.
When God shows in your midst, do you recognize it?
My Lord.
Glory,
God.
He wouldn't talk like that. What are you going to stop that? Huh? What are you going to stop this nonsense that God would do what you're doing? Because I'm doing what God. I'm just all I have is a conduit. This is God's doing. This is God's doing. This is what God is doing. He's perfecting you. He's working on you. This is the work
of God.
You despise, you marvel. This is the work. This is the end time, last time work. This is it. Now, unless you don't believe that. You don't believe that, then what are you doing here? Don't seek your honor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I don't know whether the snot nose or wise guy's even listening. But I'm going to use this one more example so I leave it. Because he came online this morning. His name is Dave. Now everybody, see, you are my witnesses.
Hallelujah.
If anybody should be able to back me up on this, it should be you.
Hallelujah.
The very first time he came, I told him he didn't come right.
Right.
I even said what he's going to do. I said he's going to sit up here, going to run out of money,
hallelujah,
and then going to expect me to take care.
Yes.
Well, you should have heard this morning. You made me leave. Well, even when he left out there. Even when he left, all I was doing was get him out of the house. That was all I was doing. I even told him that. Look at this damn house. You're some boy. You are. I'd like to know what you people hear when I talk.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to know where your ears are. I'd like to know where your ears are, please.
Thank you, Lord.
You ought to hear what it says now. He said, I came down because you asked me to. Never did. Never did. Even said, don't come like that. And what I said, I'll say, you're Well, why is it so quiet? Because this is the kind of stuff that's forming in the hearts of the people. That's why they left. How many times did I sit there and he said, I love you? I said, no, you don't.
Not all right.
Well, he says, I came down there, showed everything to come. That's okay. I didn't tell him to do it, though.
No.
Faith? He said, then I had to get in the trailer with a lot of bugs because you wouldn't take me in. This is the stuff he wrote to me today. And I relinquished it when I saw that, then I tried to move him out. And did move him out.
Hallelujah.
Because I knew he's running up. Look! Look, you're not my witnesses, huh? There's a just something. I really can't turn to you folks. But I don't think you've done right by him. Or I don't, You know why that? Because you're the one who's been done right by you. You folks really think you are in this place, don't you? You really think you've added something to it, haven't you? The truth of the matter is you came with nothing. And God's trying to fix so you don't leave with nothing. I can just see something just defy me again.
Yeah.
And because you're under delusion, people, that you think that God doesn't know what's in your heart.
Oh, yes, He does.
Yeah, Lord.
Yeah.
He does.
Oh, yes, Lord.
He knows.
Thank you. I'm just showing you. He says to me, then you move me out to the clay lane next to a hog pen. That's a nice place. He said, I got a job and gave you all my money. We gave him more money than... Even when he left, we gave him a car. Because when he came, we broke down. We gave him money to go. And I didn't even tell him to do that. After he done it. What I told him was, I'm going to help you get off the house. Because I knew what you're living out there. And you getting a bind tonight. I got a house I can't get you out of. I was going to rent him a house and give him some money, and I told him when I called, he had already done his own thing. You're a liar, Dave. And I'm so glad today. I hope you're listening. I plead with him to listen.
Thank you, Lord.
You're a liar, sir. Said I took a box from his little boy grandma gave him. I said, well, what box is that? You know, not just lies. It's lies. Fed him. I see, one of the reasons why I thought he made him leave today is because he was down with a job that we had got for him. Every paycheck he made, he was taking money from us because we would have got paid for doing it. We gave it to him so he could make a little money. Could find a job of his own. Is that the way you're going to treat me too, brother? I hope not. I don't hold it.
God bless you.
Bless you, Jesus.
He don't do me right. That's all I ever heard from a bunch of welfare recipients. All the years I worked with welfare, they don't give me enough. They don't do me right. I don't know whether to get some food stamps and they don't give me enough. I wouldn't have five more kids and they won't give me enough. And that's the way this name it and claim it religion is brought to you. God don't give me enough. Give me some more, God. He said, I have food and rain to be content. No, God don't give me enough. I don't know. I want keep on station. And I want vacation. Yes, sir. Yes. He don't do me right. Ain't that right? God be living in an old house over here. God use a wood stove. God walk out and use a shower. No hot water, right? I put him out of the house for a shower with air conditioning. That's something he wouldn't have got here. That's one reason why I wouldn't even bring him here. Because I didn't think he could live like that. Pig pen. I've been out there 10 times and I've never seen a pig pen yet. Been all over out in the fields. The only pig pen out, I guess, was the one he was living in. Maybe he made it a pig pen, huh? Oi, oi, oi. Now, you think I'm trying to get... I don't think it's worth that. I just want to show you how people lie. You're a man of God. Now, here's a man of God. I love you. Oh, I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you. I said, now you know. How many times did I say, right? You said, right? Now you don't love me. You don't love me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. And see what happened down there at the job that we got him. He was smoking. That was one of the first things he did. Now, he was allowed to smoke, but not in the rooms. But so did he. He could have stepped outside. He could have went to a room where they smoked at. But the man had no smoking rooms. That was one of the first things. Then we found out a lot of things he did. We found out the other day they took his boy with him down to some town. What's he taking your boy with him on a job?
Amen.
Huh? Huh? And they're sitting there watching TV on a job. When he's supposed to be working. That's the reason why he walked off the job when a man caught his hand. The man caught his hand on the smoke and he just left. What do you mean he's pulling the man even leave?
Amen.
Now let me tell you something, brothers. You see, what I'm trying to do again, I have a scripture come from my Well, if I didn't know the scriptures, I'd be all right. I could play dumb too, couldn't I? Couldn't I? Maybe I could say, well, I didn't know that, Lord. Don't hold me responsible. Because I don't know that. See, there's one thing I know. That this is the end of the world. And you want me to feel sorry for you guys? Huh? Because you think your life, you got yourself all screwed up? Huh? All over this world they're crying, help me out, preacher, help me out. Well, they love the world. They won't give it up. They won't give. How about you? Have you given up everything you learned in the world yet? Have you really given it up? Or are you still trusting some down in Egypt a little bit more? See, that's one thing you can't understand, because just people can, they can fuss at me all day long. They know that the devil knows I'm not trusting in this money system. He knows that. He knows that. And somebody says, just what are you going to do? I can't hardly wait. Mail, and there she had almost 8,000-9,000. I said, my God, not again, not again. Look, $8,000, and I get angry. I said, come on, God, because as long as you can give me this money, I gotta stay on the radio. But brother, you are a boy. You let God tell me I get off that radio. I'm done. I'll go hide somewhere. What a target I am for this generation. Evil spirits that pop out at me, and the resistance is so hard that I got all the hard head that I got to get a hard head. That we bump heads, and no matter how much I hurt your head, I can't bump your head without hurting mine.
Right.
Can't do it.
Amen.
I can't wound you without being wounded.
Amen.
Well, he was wounded. That's right. So why are we still wounding him?
Hallelujah.
He was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes, it was.
Not only did that before, to show you that you have your transgressions forgiven and removed.
Amen.
You don't have to continue with your transgressions. And you stop. No, you don't. You know, you stay in your own way. He shows you a new and living way. You can give up your way and walk in his way.
Nobody
was taking the seat of the Lord's God. Nobody. again. I hope so too. I don't want to see you in a resurrection. Boy, what you just did, sir, has sealed your eternal damn. You go against the working of God, the Holy Ghost. There's nowhere as a man who I would have done anything else that was done for you. Nothing. There's no way, I'm just a mere man, would I have done anything. No way. You know and I know there's no way. If we were given man to man, we wouldn't make it at all.
No.
We wouldn't make it at all. I wasn't dealing with you yesterday to man. We were told a long time ago, I'm going to send my angel. Now this place, we believe that the messenger is an angel messenger. And if you don't understand that's because you don't believe. I told you where your lack of understanding is. Please. See, only about 10 or 15 here will say, I believe what you say. See, what you're doing it again. Well, I don't believe God wants you to act like that. And I'll say to you over and over again, boy, if I make it through this time, this should kill every ministry, any ministry.
Hallelujah.
And $8,000 again?
Hallelujah.
I only know one that can get you to give up everything and then and tell you gave nothing. In comparison to what he gives you back, you gave nothing.
job.
Oh, look.
Yeah, I did. Before I made any judgment.
Hallelujah.
He not come on his very soul.
Yes, Lord.
He needed some place to store the peanuts. 50 barrels. Now, if you remember, if you not as you remember, before I even ordered a ton of peanuts, I checked. I said, do we have the barrels?
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
That's not what's bothering me. It's just that much bothers you that you sit here like you didn't see me do it. Or you actually resent me for telling you I did do it.
Bless you, Jesus.
People. Well, why are you so bad to be? I should say, why is it that you God's people want me to be wrong? Why do you rejoice in my iniquity instead of rejoicing in the righteousness of God? Why can't you rejoice in righteousness? What kind of a spirit you got inside of you? Enoch, when you asked me about the building, what were my last words to you? Right, so that from that point on, all you got to do is make sure barrels are there, and I'll take care of it.
Hallelujah.
I'll find a place to put it. Oh, what about the rats? I'll take care of rats too. Two-legged ones and four-legged ones. Whatever rat comes out of the hole, I'm going to kill it.
Glory. Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
That's another thing that's come to my mind now, that the rats are being pulled again. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we can get rid of rats.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And if we do get rid of them again, then let's make sure they don't come back again. Because we can stop them. But you got to do it daily. You stay right on top of it. You can't give a rat a couple of days bread breather.
Oh,
you know, rats are, they're ratty. Aren't they ratty? They're ratty.
Huh? Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be not unwise. Understand what the will of God is. You see, this place here has been a foretaste to you of tribulation. How would you have liked to have to live the way you've lived the last 3 or 4 years out there in the world? Huh? And most of them ain't doing it, you know. They're losing their faith, they're turning back, they're getting bitter. You know, you didn't join me right, he said. You know, you man of God? No way. Say it again, sir!
Hallelujah.
Come on, Satan, run your mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
Call on the telephone so I can put it on the air and let the people say, I'll call your name and let you tell them I'm not a prophet of God. Go ahead.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, you devils. Show your colors. Show down here.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Glory.
Say with you. Hey, I got the microphone on. Come on.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Boy, Charlotte's is golden, huh?
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
You don't know there was a confrontation between Elijah and the false prophet?
Yes.
What did he do? He gave an opportunity, didn't he?
Yes.
Go ahead. God, I'll let you go first. God, Antichrist, you go first.
Amen.
You get revealed first.
Amen.
Then we'll really expose you, you devil.
Yes,
go ahead, do your thing, Mr. Devil. Go ahead.
Yes.
And we're going to get older, we're going to expose you who you are.
Yes.
You're not God.
Amen.
We're not going to bow.
No.
We're not going to give in.
No.
Well, God, Brother Jay, you're not getting it. I'm prepared for it, though, Jay. I know it's coming.
Yes.
So I'm going to try to get that record inside of me. my departure, Jesus comes. I don't believe that. That don't make no difference. Sure does some don't believe. Does that make my faith in vain?
No.
Faith that God gave me is not in vain. The love that God showed me is not in vain. The forgiveness that God provided for me is not in vain. What do you think, this last 10 minutes is a little pushover thing? That everything rises up every when it comes. Boy, you seen God, I've got to slap him down. Let him out. Whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not yet believing, you rejoice with joy constant. Receiving the end of your faith. Amen. The salvation of your soul. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired. And search diligently who prophesied of the grace that should come on you.
Right.
The other day when Rick got up and started to tell you that Brother Sherry told you things that Jeremiah didn't know, that Paul didn't know.
Amen.
Does anybody know what he told you? Cannot be a number of people out here that's not numbered.
Amen.
And that's why the devil's going to try to number everybody, because he knows God got his people numbered.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And how stupid we are. Because you can tell it to this generation over and over again. Look at them. Here they go again. All you guys are stupid. See what you're talking about. You're stupid.
Hallelujah.
I believe Stan when he preached that he really believed it. Because you see, he got it from me. 144,000.
Amen.
This doesn't sound right that time. Does it? But I told you that the 144,000 are the Jews. Remember, the gospel came to the Jew first.
Yes.
When did the gospel come? From the very beginning.
Amen.
It came through Jesus Christ, but he was in the beginning.
Yes.
Yes.
And Adam found grace.
Yes. Grace. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
I had the Lord talking about that. I said, Lord, if I knew that boy, they ain't going to really kill him. You know what God did with Adam? He made Adam, then he went into him.
Yeah.
He went into Adam, and he knew Adam.
Amen.
He knew it was a man. He went into him.
Yes.
And he planted a seed into him.
Yes.
He went into him. She did the only thing she knew to do that she had done while she was in the world. wash men's feet,
hallelujah,
massage their backs.
Hallelujah.
Please the man. So she came to Jesus. She took those same hands, the same vessel that she used to serve the other, and now she washes his feet. She rubs it. Oh, Jesus said she did that because she loved. That's a small microphone.
Hallelujah.
It matter. The little microphone.
Sure.
Can you picture that?
Yeah.
That's a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear me in China?
Yeah.
Okay. God, have mercy.
Yeah.
How you get in there?
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Can you put that on your phone?
Yeah.
What'd y'all say, Francis?
Hey,
I keep warning. If you don't want to be put out, then you better make sure you're coming right.
Hallelujah.
Because we're getting closer and closer to that day.
Yes, Lord.
All things are now ready.
Yes.
The wedding is being prepared.
Yes.
It's already the final setting up of the tables are being.
Yes.
The reservations are being marked.
Yes.
You better straighten up. You're not getting in unless you get the right spirit. I'm telling you. And God's going to use this place as an example, which He already has. Which He already has.
Hallelujah.
I'll make a statement like this, and you know, I can understand a lot of folks who don't know, but you people should know. Right now, I'm on 7 shortwave transmitters. On 5 satellites. See, it's amazing how you can say that to folk and they have no conception of what you're saying. Somehow we just can't conceive that. No other ministry anywhere in the world that has done it so consistently. Yeah, the Pope gets up in his days and he'll talk to 20 some different countries and a little of that. Yeah. But he doesn't do it consistently.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Mr. Cabby has family radio in a lot of places, but he's only on her. He's not on her hall at all now. Isn't that something? You people cannot grasp that right now, and every hour of every day, 24 hours a day, to that little microphone, the one over there, the voice can be heard by anyone, anywhere, just a little effort.
Jesus!
No, you think I'm telling you, everybody hear me?
Thank you, Lord!
What a miraculous thing. And I gave the direction yesterday. I said, Jonathan, you go back to R&R and you start negotiating for next year.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're not going to get out of here
this
year.
Jesus
is not coming this year.
Amen.
And everybody's out there want to tell you when they think he's coming, and I'm telling you he's not coming.
Amen.
So you better settle down and get prepared to hang around a little bit while we wait for his coming. Because that's what we're going to have to do.
Amen.
We're not waiting for the government to fall.
No.
We're not waiting for the politicians to fail.
No.
We're not waiting for a great revival.
Oh, my Lord.
No, you are our God. We're waiting on you.
Hallelujah.
We ain't got no other call.
Hallelujah.
We're so glad you give us things to do. You give us good food to eat, clothes to wear while we're waiting. Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
What the Lord has given us while we wait. Now, I'm not sure where that scripture is. Some of you brothers might know. Strengthen the things that remain.
Oh, yes.
Now abideth or remaineth faith, hope, and charity. Mm-hmm. That's all we have anymore.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So we have to strengthen the things.
Yes, Lord.
That remain.
Hallelujah.
Faith, hope, and charity.
Amen.
And the greatest of these is charity.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Of charity, hope is alive and faith works.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So you work on love.
Yes.
Don't work on faith.
No.
Work on love.
Glory.
And faith will work.
Amen.
And faith will give you hope.
Amen.
And if you work it from love, that's a lively hope.
Hallelujah.
Hey, don't have to be ashamed of.
No.
Why art thou cast down on my soul? Why are you looking sad? Why? I hope in God. Get that song by Squire Parson, my only hope.
Oh,
yes. Oh, it's a sad word. I should not have to mention anything like that without an immediate acknowledgement. We know about it.
Hallelujah.
I've talked about these things, I've played about them, I've played songs. Do you remember what that fellow said? But you won't remember what you hear from the Word of God. And you wonder why, because His Word is Spirit and light.
Yes.
And you're turning down Spirit and light.
Yes, Lord.
You're rejecting, you refuse to hear,
Lord.
Refuse to remember.
Jesus.
I remember when my burden rolled away. I carried it for years, night and day. That was the Presbyterian ordination.
Hallelujah.
That was the UPC ordination.
Oh God! Thank you, Jesus. Oh God!
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God! Glory! Hallelujah!
Of which salvation the prophets have inquired.
Amen.
They saw through a glass darkly.
All right.
And searched diligently.
Glory!
Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you.
Amen.
Searching what? Or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify. When it testified before the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow.
Hallelujah.
Unto whom it was revealed. That not unto themselves, but unto us.
Hallelujah.
As they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them. And have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Which sing the angels desire to look into.
Hallelujah.
I can see why you angels are sitting around here camping around about us. Fear God. You're inquiring.
Yes.
Boy, we watch a bunch of your predecessors fall away. And we're inquiring about you folks. And I see you're diligently trying to get the fear of God. Yeah, we like that. We like that fear of God. I didn't catch that before I got in here. That's pretty good. Uh-huh. Let me see. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us.
Hallelujah.
They did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel.
Yes.
Anybody know about preaching the gospel to y'all? I see. So that's your problem too.
Hallelujah.
You don't believe I'm preaching the good news.
Oh, God.
The gospel.
Oh, God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I told you what's wrong with the gospel today. Folk don't believe it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Love.
But we was believing now. But we was believing. But we. Kept by the power of believing the gospel. What are you waiting on? Jesus comes. Bring it down. Good news. Born unto us by a holy prophet. Whom God has said, who will not be moved away. Oh, hallelujah. You with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Mm-hmm. Oh, angels.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
You're doing all right. We saw the fear of God hit you this morning, prophet.
Thank you, Lord.
We saw you wanting to get out of this.
Amen.
You came anyway because you feared what the Lord is doing. We're going to be a fit hedge all around now.
Amen.
Yeah, come on. They that be for us are more than be with them.
Glory.
See, God knows how to reduce your billions down to nothing.
That's right.
And He knows how to take us nothing and make us worse of it. Almighty God. They can take an old truck and move the world. Isn't what you're looking for, is it?
My Lord. My Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. That's our God.
Thank you.
Glory.
And we can tell you about it. You still sit there and look at me here? I know this life is a suffering to you because it's not what you planned. I'm sure that young lady over there did not plan on living around here with us old crackpots.
Amen.
Not sure what you over there that she didn't plan to become a cheese maker.
Praise God.
Oh boy, that silly little graduate. What were your plans?
Praise
God. It's just not turning out the way you planned it. And in order to get God's plan, you got to get rid of yours. You're in the way. Ain't that right? You didn't plan this, old man. No, you were planning to get your gods and get your survival food, and you were going to join Alex Jones, and away you were going to go.
Glory, Lord.
You didn't plan this. Lord have mercy. I'm sure when you married that guy, you never planned it. It would turn out like this. Geronimo, what were your plans?
Amen.
I know when I first got saved, I had a lot of plans.
Yes, sir.
When Jack Cole died and A.E. Allen, I moved out here. Here I am. So I headed for Texas. And God would let me get there.
Yeah.
My truck broke down. Ended up in Alabama.
Right.
Isn't that something? I wasn't planning to take it on the black dudes over there. White one. No. I wasn't planning that. I was going to go throughout the South, boy. Have big temper Bibles.
Amen.
Yeah, I didn't plan that.
Amen.
When I went to New York, I wasn't planning on leaving.
No, amen.
No, sir. He just threw a monkey wrench in my plans. He just did it, boy.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, bless you. Oh, yes, Lord.
I didn't plan to deal with you.
Amen.
God. Thank you, God.
I never would have picked you, boy.
No, amen.
Tell you right now.
No, amen.
Thank
you.
You
wouldn't have picked me.
Amen.
When you came down to Savannah, Georgia, what did you find? a broken down preacher, messed up, screwed up.
That's all right.
Things are falling apart, no money.
Thank you, Lord.
He didn't join himself to me.
Hallelujah.
No, when he came to our church, he was looking for a church.
Hallelujah.
And he was actually going to leave up where we were having church. He'd go to one of the big other churches in Savannah. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's going to live there for you. He's going to go to church now.
Yeah.
He wouldn't look for no Sabbath keepers. Neither would I. When you and I got together, we weren't even thinking Sabbath. No, we weren't.
Oh, God.
Boy, you people are saying that. It doesn't make no difference how I say things. Y'all sit and say, what's he talking about? The damn spirit that's gripping this world, that iniquitous spirit. And we just keep giving into it.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Resist it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord.
Well, I'm not going to say amen if something's not true. What makes you think I want you to?
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But when you don't say amen when I'm speaking truth, then I get concerned.
Because
I think you'll say amen to the truth.
Amen.
Even if you don't understand, it's still hard to say amen to the truth.
Glory.
Amen to the truth.
Amen.
You did good. They tried to convince you you didn't do right. Come on.
Amen.
But you still say amen to the truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
Yes.
Be sober.
Yes.
And hope.
Yes.
To the end.
Yes.
For the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Joy!
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 salvation nearer.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Of course, if you didn't believe.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God Almighty.
That's what God's trying to do. If you didn't believe.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless your
name. That's what faith is, you know.
Yes, Lord.
Believe.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
But one day he was an investor in gold.
Hallelujah.
He's a brother there, said, I can solve your money problem. You just let me invest
bless
in gold for you.
Okay. Bless you, Jesus.
I said, you can do it. Go ahead. He said, well, you got to give me some money. I said, no, man. You.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, all right.
Jesus. Glory!
Thank you, Lord.
Glory!
You know, God tried me.
Mm-hmm.
I even told you.
Amen.
I even told you.
Bless you.
Now, one time I was driving around in my car with a bunch of silver in the back, mm-hmm. worth maybe $20,000.
Jesus.
I pulled about a Winn-Dixie and I put some bags of groceries in the back, and the manager was my friend, so he came out with me.
Yeah.
Because I told him I had a bunch of silver, and he was that kind of a guy. He liked to buy gold and silver. I said, I got a bunch of silver out back in my car. He said, what? So he came out with me. Hold up the hood and trunk and a yellow silver was in. He used that in your car like that? I said, sure, take some. He said, what? Sure, take some. He looked at me. I said, man, I don't hold with silver. Take some.
Thank you, Lord.
I got something that silver gold will give me. Well, I have to take it. So what I do, I'll take it to you. I'll just give it to you. Now, if you give it holy to a dog like you did that, to that dog, see, I get something holy to that dog. He turn around me. I gave something holy to a shrine. See?
Thank you, Father.
I tell you this all the time. That's what y'all would do. Any one of you. If you let me, because you didn't think you were doing right, you'd do just like that.
Hallelujah.
You didn't do me right.
Amen.
Right. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the word of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well doing as unto a faithful Creator. Now I got a lot more, but I'll try to close it down.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to say to you people again, you probably have maybe another week. You better settle in your heart. Because if you don't belong here, I'm going to find out.
Hallelujah.
And you're getting out of here. Whether you like it or not. And you're seeing I don't have to put anybody out. You'll see that the angels will take care of that for me. So now you sit around like a bunch of knotheads and don't apply yourself to what you've heard today again.
Bless you.
I try to explain to you. Touch not my anointing. Now, I even told that two folks of that.
Yes.
You're God's anointed and I'm God's anointed.
Hallelujah.
So don't you touch your brothers and sisters. Because that's God's anointed. They're under my care. You don't intrude in them at all.
Jesus.
I'm dealing with each individual on what I know about them. You don't know how to do that. I've been schooled for it. That's why I wouldn't trust any of you to be. Let him. Because he would not make the same kind of judgment.
Jesus.
Or you want to make it on him.
Hallelujah.
And that's why sometimes people think I'm a favorite. Yeah,
right.
I've been accused of letting Robert get away stuff and let Edward get away stuff. And they're guilty just like you are. Huh? And he sometimes he might think I'm letting him get away with it, but he, if he does, he's a fool. Because if I get fed up with it, you people have any idea how much long suffering God has allowed me to? Look how much I knew about you. Look at me now. She just said, what did you know? A stubborn, old, rebellious woman. I told you that.
Amen.
I told you.
Amen.
I'll just give you an example again. No matter how much you say something. She's got that little quiet way of coming up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll say, is it all right? Last night she said to me, is it all right to make a play for Enoch? He's not here. How do I answer you? I said, let him alone. It's not your concern.
Yeah,
now you know what I found out after that?
Yeah.
Oh, bless
you. He wasn't even eating.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to eat. See, because I went right out and I said, Enoch, how come you're not eating? Because
right.
I was going to get on him. If he's going to eat, why he's not at the table?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she told me he wasn't at the table. I went looking for him. Enoch, did I not do it enough? What was my first question to him? He's not going to eat. Because you got poor Sister Johnson, you're worried about you eating.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Hey? Isn't that nice? I care, huh?
Yeah,
but I care for his soul. What do you think I'd have if I commanded thee when he was fasting? See what I had to do with?
Right.
Well, that's a girl and a boy.
Right.
What did I do, Enoch? I said, are you sure you're not going to eat later on? See, I see him do that too.
Hallelujah.
See?
Right.
In other words, you're fasting, you don't want to eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
See? Did I say,
yeah.
Thought of me about 2 hours and I got to go to the dining room and help yourself,
yes,
like, which he had done sometime, I show you do.
Me too.
Huh? But he's telling me he's fasted.
Mm-hmm.
See?
All
right. So I just helped him out. He sure wouldn't have went there last night, got anything after I talked to you like that. Sure would
have.
You understand what I'm saying, Sister Johnson?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, she asked me about putting up some ice cream for these brothers. I said, nah, you don't need to do that.
Yeah,
see, that's that spirit that we have today that gives us some feeling of adequacy.
Sure.
If I care.
Yeah, amen.
It's a work and God hates it. I'm telling you. We better get this through our head.
Amen.
That he's the one who cares, not you.
Amen.
And he knows how to care for you.
Lord God. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And he don't need your hope or help. And if there's something he wants you to do, he'll put it in your heart and make it possible to do it. If he doesn't do it, then you don't want to do it. Because works are not going to impress God, right or wrong.
Hallelujah.
They don't like my instructions. I prayed again this morning. I thought, what a prayer. Created me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We need to get our heart clean.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
How unclean is for the thing that God will not do right?
Yes, Lord.
In any given circumstance.
Glory to God.
That we have to do something to make it right.
Yeah,
that's a corrupt heart.
Amen.
That's a corrupt heart.
Amen.
That's a vain imagination.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Ain't working out like you thought it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Now, don't tell anybody I command you to go get your wife, because I didn't do it.
Amen.
See? When he told me he's going to go, I said, go ahead.
Right.
But I didn't tell him to do it.
No.
I didn't command him to do it.
No, amen.
Now he knows why I wouldn't even talk to her yet tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah, wasn't that cool? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You poke it. You understand sometimes why I don't talk to you?
Sure. Yes, amen.
Why, just let's go on your own way.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You see, I remember years ago when God told us, he said, if you find somebody to join to their idol, to their iniquity, leave them alone. Because they're full of bitterness.
Bless you,
Jesus. You try to help that bitter person, boy, have I learned a lesson on that one.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
You haven't had a fight bitterness, huh? You haven't felt no bitterness in your heart toward me at all, have you, Mom? And the door, watch it now. Don't play with me. Don't play with me.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not playing about this. Bitterness is devastating. Bitterness is devastating. It's the bond of iniquity. You understand that statement? It is the strength of iniquity. It is strength in self and self will. I got it right.
Yes, Lord.
See, old Mark over here, or Luke over here, he can't be against me. Because he said Luke is with you. So, everything he does, I want to make sure it's with me, not against me. I even told you how I trust in that.
Hallelujah.
You do.
Hallelujah.
When I look over at him, I say, he's a tough dude, God, but he told me he's with me, so I can go ahead and let him have it. He'll still be with me. I can rebuke you, sir. You can't go anywhere. That's my servant, God told you.
Locked in.
Well, you want to stop being God's servant when I deal with you? I mean, how do you get so far? You heard me talk.
Hallelujah.
What did you go to a farm down in Alabama for?
I heard you talk about it.
What did I say?
He said,
go join yourself to a farmer.
Glory to God.
Have you done that yet?
Okay.
Farmers need people all the time. It will work.
All the time. There's some big ones in this area. Remember, very big farmers.
They almost giving up and trying to find help.
Right. Yeah.
If you shock them out, this, hey man, I'm ready to work.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Well, can you do anything?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I got a job I'll do. I can't find nobody to do it.
Yeah.
Can you do it? Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen.
Show me how and I'll do it. Don't let me show you how.
Hallelujah.
That's great.
First be willing.
We're going to do it.
Amen.
We're going to know we've done that right
there. Yeah, amen.
You say that to me. You know what God did to save you? He went and joined himself to you.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
I want you to save me, Lord. Will you help me? I'll help. I'll join myself to you now.
Thank you, God.
Do you know how to do it, Lord? I know how to do it.
Amen.
Let me have it. Just commit thy way to the Lord and he will. He'll indirect your path and all your ways. Just let him tell you what you're doing. You'll know where you're at. You'll know what you're doing. Tell a story about the old slaves. See, if you walk around this country here and you find some of these old black people and live here and they have big landholdings. Their family originally was slaves. And when they got free, they somehow got so close to their owners and the owners to them. They could have been initiated either way.
Hallelujah.
They could have been the owner said, hey Moses, you know, I can't keep you here anymore.
Yeah, amen.
But you're sure a good old man, Moses. I like you. I tell you what, Moses, if you'll stay around and work for me, because I sure need your work,
hallelujah,
I'll give you 40 acres of ground over there.
Yeah.
Build you a little house. Yeah, sir, man, sure will.
Amen.
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 You don't believe me, do you? Sit right back here was a 40-acre piece of ground I went to buy. The old man wouldn't sell it to me. Because that's how he got it. And he wouldn't sell it. I said, well, what are you going to do with it? But I said, I want to give it to my children. Where are they at? Where they move up north. And they're doing pretty good now. None of them want to come back down and live on the old farm. But I'm going to hold it, hoping that when he dies, he'll sell it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you.
We What you holding on to, Lord? I'm holding on to my treasure. When I died, I wanted to give them their piece of it. And one of these days, I'm going to give them their inheritance. But not too many folk. That's why I keep telling about these preachers. I can't for the life of me understand how can they ignore the simple, plain, absolute. I don't want to tell y'all, because I haven't said it 1,000 times. And so he said, what did he say? The meat shall inherit the earth.
Amen.
Not heaven.
No. No.
We're not going to heaven when Jesus comes.
Amen.
We're not going to heaven when Jesus comes.
Amen.
We're not going to heaven when Jesus comes.
Amen.
And you're not going to know your mamas and daddies.
No.
We're going to be known as, we are known by whom? By Him. I said, you're not going to heaven, Mama.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Isn't this something? Boy, when something gets engraved in us, you can't really get it out, can you? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom
come.
What's going to take place when the king comes? He said, I'm bringing my reward with me. The place that I would prepare for you, you're going to rule and reign with me on this earth in the place that I'm prepared for you. That's the reward to me. To inherit. To inherit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. On his side.
Amen.
But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Do you know how close that day is?
Hallelujah.
But what's going to happen to us? Fire won't hurt us.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
The reasoning of mankind, and that's just shame. I'm looking at some of your faces, you're saying, what's he talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I remember how Fogel said to me, we are appointed to wrath. I said, that's right. Mm-hmm. And so God can pour out his wrath.
Hallelujah.
And since we're not appointed, it won't be poured out on us.
Amen.
He can hide us in the rock.
Amen.
He can put us in the fire and bring us out.
Amen.
You can pass through the water and go home and follow you. Eat your man every day, every night. Keep your soul alive.
Yeah.
And though the outer man perishes, the inner man renewed every day. Daily bread. Daily bread. Hallelujah. If you actually bring that bus there, well, I'll tell you one thing. If I don't,
amen,
I'm in trouble.
That's right.
Because we're about ready to face that time.
Yes,
that only believers. Only those who do believe.
Hallelujah.
And how blessed you are that you have someone in front of you.
Hallelujah.
Who acknowledges that I fight to believe.
Yes,
I fight to believe for myself.
Yes,
I fight to believe for you.
Amen.
And most of all, I fight to believe in Him.
Hallelujah.
I don't see you doing that. You don't, huh? You don't see me doing it, huh?
Bless you, Lord.
Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop, and the stuff in the house, let him not come down and take it away.
Amen.
See, you don't have that problem, will you? Because you ain't got no stuff in the house. All your stuff is in the house.
Glory.
No?
Glory.
You get stuff with God. Get stuff with him.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
Don't come down and take your stuff now. He is in the field. Let him likewise now return back.
Right.
I got to get the oats out of the field. No. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it.
Amen.
See what that fellow did? He came here to save his life. Not his soul, his life. Because he had already goofed. He had no life where he was at because he lost it all. I tell you in the night that there shall be two in one bed. The one shall be taken, the other left.
Yes, Lord.
Two women shall be grounded together, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two men.
Hallelujah.
Shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. And I reiterate to you again, the ones that's taken are the wicked.
Amen.
The ones that's left and alive and remain are the righteous.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
Bless you, Jesus.
You watch God take them right out of here.
Hallelujah.
Just take them. And we which are alive remain?
Yes, Lord.
We're going to be caught up together with
glory.
So you strengthen the things that remain.
Glory.
God, I tell you, brothers and sisters, I only am the prophet remaining. There is no one else. I know how devastating that is to the carnal mind, but you show me one, please, and I'll challenge any one of you. You can show me a prophet that's dealing with the end time church like he ought to instead of his own little ministry. And I write him all the time. There's a guy right now who's going to take Las Vegas for Jesus. Man, we got a great big Las Vegas crew. We're going
to.
God don't want Las Vegas.
Hallelujah.
He wants the ones that are his in there to get out of there. He doesn't want Saturday New Bar. He doesn't want New York. He doesn't want London.
Jesus.
Now he wants Jerusalem.
Jesus.
So he's going to take out of there and then he'll fence him. He'll have a Jerusalem. Yes, sir. Some old guy been fussing at me. You keep calling these Jews God's chosen people. I said, you're a liar, sir. I don't call the Jews God's chosen people. What I tell you is that God chose them to show his power. But he's not chosen them. He hasn't chosen the Jews to save them. No, he hasn't. No, sir.
No.
He hasn't chosen the Jew to save them.
Amen.
This nonsense about natural Jew, British Israel, flesh, that is so stupid. Isn't it something you can quote the scripture right to? God deals with no man after their flesh. He doesn't have a special way of dealing with a white man, a black man, a Jew, or a Gentile. He doesn't do it that way. No flesh glories in his presence. All flesh is like grass. You tell me why you keep allowing your iniquity to think you're important in that flesh. And you want to hang on to it?
Glory to God.
that said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Where, whithersoever the body is, there will the angel be gathered together. The body. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
The one preparing himself a body.
Yes, hallelujah.
He doesn't dwell with barely made hands.
No.
He doesn't even prepare here in your fleshly body.
Yeah.
He's going to get rid of that one.
Hallelujah.
This tabernacle will be put off. We're going to have the tabernacle with God. See, we Christians should be strengthening each other to believe in that.
Amen.
We should not cause us to doubt it by causing put confidence in your flesh or in your doings. You teach people to trust God, to believe in God, to believe in Him. And the only way you can do it is do it yourself. You've got to believe. I am far beyond. I got to believe. I want to believe.
Yes, Lord.
And I don't need to go to the cross anymore.
I will, yes, Lord.
I don't need to. I remember the first thing God said to me when I asked Him to let me see Him way back there in the darkness of the night. Young man adventuring out into territory that no other preacher was doing, even as a young man. And I was looking for some kind of backing, something to secure myself.
Yes.
And I begged and pled with God, please let me see Him. Just let me see Jesus. You know, just let me look at Him.
Yeah. Sure.
I wish you all get out of here.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
You destroy the joy I get by telling these stories with that tan look on your faces, and I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I told you what you're doing. You said, start telling a story.
Bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Bless.
Cast a pearl before swine, huh?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless.
Of course, you've never heard this story before.
Amen.
Yeah, Dave Flower said this before 14 years.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He lies.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a lot of folk. Listen what they don't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Or hear what they won't listen.
Mm-hmm.
How many years have you, some of you folks listened to me?
Mm-hmm.
And then I ask you about something and say you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm just up here just come up rubbing my mouth because I ain't got nothing to say.
Oh God.
What a story, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It was a dark night. Mm-hmm. I was in a snow cave every day. It wasn't cold now, okay?
No.
It was cold outside, but in the snow cave it wasn't cold.
Right.
And what I mean was there was a lot of snow in those mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I just dug a cave inside the mountain. It stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't put no pillars under it.
Snow.
I just dug in the side of a snow cave.
Yeah.
And I'd go inside and stay there.
Yeah.
It wasn't cold.
No.
Nobody knew I was doing because I was singing to the Lord. As a young man being thrust out. And about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I come out the mountain and I come to the little Opry Methodist Church and I start the fire to have service. And as I do that, I pray. It was in that place where I was trying to fast because I was fast too.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you how,
yep,
how I'd get messed up. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'd go, trying to go 3 days, and I'd go 2 days and 23 hours, and a woman bring me a chocolate cake.
Yeah,
I made it for you, brother. God. Did you eat it? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But I sure struggled for a long time. See how wrong would it have been for us to feed Enoch last night? He was fasting.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
But here, Brother Enoch, I made you some food. And his little old compassion would say, well, since he made it for me, maybe I better eat it. That sister brought that chocolate cake. She thought she was blessing me.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Man, she put that chocolate frosting on that thing, man. Mm-hmm. Put that thing in front of me. And here I was trying to fast.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you finally make it? I finally told you not to bring anymore. Because I'd start over again.
Yeah.
And all you was just go, I can't. But in my mind, I broke the fast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Later on, I found that kind of fasting is worth it.
Right. Yes, sir.
Struggle like that.
Amen.
All those years, of all those days up in that snow cave would come down. It didn't impress God at all. What a shock that was. When I found it didn't move him at all. Said, I stayed in the grave. So you stay in the snow cave. So what? Big deal. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
What I was doing, I was asking the Lord to let me see Jesus. This is the first time he spoke to me in an audible voice. God, will you please move these people from my presence? Please, God, send me somebody that's anxious to hear, that's hungry to hear something that will stir. I'm so weary with these folk being so bored with joyous truth. But I heard it before. Yeah, I sure did. I'll tell you what I heard that day. And I can't tell how many times since then that God has reminded me of that day. Because if there's anything I'd like to see right now, it's a manifestation of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Or something back me up.
Hallelujah.
Something that you can see as well as I see.
Amen.
And all I have is, blessed are you.
Amen.
He'll tell me that every time. I may ask for some kind of a sign. You say, don't ask again. I told you not to do that.
All right.
Why? Because you're going to see me.
Hallelujah.
One day you're going to see me.
All right.
Hallelujah. And if you just saw me now, it'd be through a glass darkly. It's like Moses looking at my backside. I'm going to see him face to face, buddy. I'm going to see his backside. My preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in God don't like my demonstrations, do you?
Thank you, Lord.
Demonstration is in an enactment.
Yes,
Lord. Yeah.
Amen.
You know, shovel or shovel.
Yeah.
You hear me? I can say shovel hole, or I can demonstrate.
Right.
Show.
Yes. Amen.
I just say, pick the corn, or here, pick the corn.
Yes.
Or
demonstrate. Do I preach without demonstration?
No.
Do I demonstrate most everything I preach?
Yes.
Do I, don't I?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
I don't use enticing words and smooth say things.
Oh,
I get right down.
Amen.
Glory. Glory. Glory.
Is that your faith? Should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. See, when I took on that little test yesterday, I was depending upon you know it all on how to store that food out there.
Amen.
Told you I went out first and I checked around.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
Now, if you listened to me a long time ago, which most of the time you don't, and that's why we get ourselves in these situations. Whenever you do something, you have to look afar off. I mean, what the sense are we going to go out here and buy $12,000, $15,000 worth of gas, for instance, right now, if we have no place to put it?
Right.
And then once we got it, then we got to preserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to make sure it's huge, right?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, what do we learn about gas? That we, first of all, we just did store it as good as we could.
Right.
And then we watch people who would not use it right.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
I told you right off the bat, many times, I told you. When we came here, I started to set this place up to store things that would last for 3 years.
Right.
Now that's what we're basically doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting to that period of time, and God gave us a little practice with it.
Hallelujah.
And we didn't do too well.
No.
So we should have learned. What makes any of you folks think that I would put anything where the rats would eat after the experience I had with rats?
Thank you, Lord.
Am I that dumb?
No.
Hallelujah.
No, sir, not at all.
Oh, bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you. Bless you.
Glory to God.
We have troubles and trials and tribulations because we neglect.
Hallelujah.
We have trouble with our children because we neglect them. Trouble with our wives and our husbands because we neglect them.
Amen.
Trouble with our brothers and sisters because we neglect.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We don't believe we are our brother's keeper.
Right.
We don't believe we have to go out of the way to keep a brother.
Right.
See, I didn't. I believe my brother Stanley, because I did not neglect him as a brother. No, I didn't.
No.
No, I didn't.
No.
If he'd have kept on doing what he was doing, he would have jeopardized his soul. Don't call me a liar.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory.
Now, you see how some of you react?
Glory.
Because some of you believe that you caught me in a lie.
Glory.
No, sir,
never.
Glory.
See how quiet it gets?
Glory.
Amen.
Bless you. Hallelujah.
If you people don't get it, if I am a liar,
yeah, right.
Then I'm a liar.
Yeah, we're all liars. Amen.
Am I lying? What am I telling the truth if I'm a liar?
Right. Yeah. Amen.
I'm not a liar.
Amen.
And when I say certain things, because I made it a certain sense, it's better than you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It may not appear to you be a lie.
Hallelujah.
But most of the time, if you come against me when I tell you what God tells you, I say, you're lying. Because God tells me the truth.
Hallelujah.
And God never tells me something to hurt you or harm you.
Hallelujah.
Never. He won't do that.
Glory.
That's not his intent.
Amen.
Well, you told me to shut his mouth. Well,
Hallelujah. Have
I not said around there God said every man's mouth can be shut? Huh? Well, what do you think God do with my mouth? Shutting men's mouth.
Hallelujah.
He's shutting their mouth. Let them rail at me. Go ahead. Watch God shut their mouth. How many of these men over the last 20 years that railed at me and pronounced judgment? Where are they? Where are their mouths? Well, where are they? God has shut their mouth.
Glory to Jesus.
No?
Oh, God.
Well, he has to do it to you to prove that he's not going to let anybody come against me and destroy me.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what the devil wants. He wants this mouth shut.
Yes.
One thing he's so deathly afraid of right now is that the day's going to come when I speak that 40-day period.
Hallelujah.
And he knows it. So if he can shut this mouth, so it can't speak. You look at this. See, you people don't take me serious, do you? You really don't get the source of it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
They didn't believe Noah, did they?
Glory.
Mm-hmm. And Lot didn't even believe the angels. Let's spend the night. What a mess, huh? What a mess. That night was. What a mess.
Amen.
What an experience, huh? Well, one more night.
Hallelujah.
Wasn't that terrible?
Hallelujah.
Wasn't it?
Amen.
And every time they opened their mouth, he got in trouble.
Right.
He went and got him out. He said, can I go down to the city over there?
Yeah.
I said, go ahead. He said, go ahead, you fool. All right, go ahead. What a mess.
Yeah.
Now, we understand, but don't use it for justification.
All right.
Amen.
How many messes did you get in?
Mm-hmm.
It was God's will. But once you know that you got a mess,
yeah,
now, just don't go that route anymore.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, brother.
Yes, Lord.
I was always hurting.
That's
okay. Amen. He got mad at me yesterday, but he remembers. God said, don't you do that.
Glory to God.
Remember? I'm taking your word for it, brother. I wasn't out there when that whirlwind went by.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't get angry at him.
Jesus.
Do you know how much it hurts God for his people to get angry at him?
Oh, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Yes.
You can't be angry with God without sinning.
That's right.
Sorry to be angry, but don't be angry with God.
Amen.
Don't do that.
No.
No.
Is he going to get angry with you?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
That's all right.
They don't blame me, God.
Yes.
This generation is so, I don't know, they've got a spiritual connotation about them that just, it's just such a veneer, such a deceitfulness.
Oh, bless
you,
Jesus.
Let the anointing rest on me even more so they'll cry out,
glory.
Oh, it's me.
Glory.
Because I am on gun.
Glory, yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I got a lot more, but I'll try to let it go. That happens every week, you know. Let me see if I can find this one before I go.
Amen.
We have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God.
Amen.
That we might know the things that are freely given to us.
Hallelujah.
Of God.
Amen.
Which things also we speak.
Amen.
Not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth.
No.
But which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
No.
For they are foolishness unto him.
Amen.
Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So when I look at a job you're doing, I don't use any wisdom with it. I'm comparing the spirit of it.
Amen.
With the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Is the term decent and in order? Is that for natural man or for spiritual man? So where do we apply it? Where do we apply that spiritual law?
Hallelujah.
You got a law, don't you? How would you do it? I even try to test. I come in and say, how would you do it, brothers? And I'll tell you what. We pretty well got an idea what we're going to do, but I still may let you give a suggestion because there's still something we got to move around.
Hallelujah.
Huh? And we're not going to do it to please you. We're going to do it in such a way that if you're gone or you're not here, I even try to tell you, you work in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
you work anything, right. Remember, that something might be committed to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Head over here about your cow. Suppose he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
He had been gone, you know, sometime with his
Hallelujah.
Other brothers here
mm-hmm.
who get in the spirit.
Bless you, Jesus.
And you know what? Them cows give milk.
Yeah.
They don't say, where's Edward?
No, amen.
No, they don't. They didn't say we're looking for Edward. No. Isn't that right, Richard? Did it give milk when you go out there? Did it kick you? No. Get out of here. Where's Edward, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We don't milk cows like the world.
Amen.
We don't feed chickens like the world because we have a different reason for doing it. We can live with it or without it. We are content to have or not have. And how blessed we are that when God gives it, we'd be content. We're content. And that's what this is all about. This is where God brought us to where we... This is a spiritual kingdom he's building here. This physical stuff's all going to go.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, but this tabernacle ain't going to be in the kingdom.
Amen.
The earth and all that's there is going to be dissolved, burned up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's building himself a tabernacle right now.
Yes, sir.
And when he comes, boy, it's going to be...
Amen.
It's like Crystal Cathedral.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Amen.
That's an interesting story about them guys. They're all millionaires, you know, all the whole family. And they filed bankruptcy.
Of course.
And they took, before they filed bankruptcy, they drained the annuity fund.
Yeah.
And split it up amongst their family.
Yeah, amen.
And they're still living out there, living lean. And the cathedral's fighting for life.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
The other day, one of the things you do at the cathedral was they feed you hungry. Mm-hmm. So the other day, I up got one of the limousines from Mr. Schuler.
Yeah.
And said, we'd like y'all to feed us. Bring us a meal every morning, every day at 4 o'clock. And my limousine driver's they don't bankrupt the church.
Amen.
Living in.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, God.
My limousine driver will pick up the food.
Yeah, right.
Oh, this is what we want now.
Yeah.
We want this kind of food and that kind of food. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
What are they going to do because the church is part of the church policy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
The leaders are fussing about it. They said that's part of our policy. We feed somebody to request food.
Right.
See, that's what I try to tell you. You can't do that.
Yeah,
what made Dave think that we should take care of him or even that one back there?
Right.
Why should any of you believe it? I watch the way your brother react.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, we got a spiritual welfare mind.
Amen.
He don't do me right.
Oh, bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Get rid of the motorcycle yet?
I got a guy interested in it. He wants to buy it.
Mm. Give it to him if you have to. Yeah, we do that too. We have to, you know.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
And that's something out there. Man wants to buy it.
Yeah.
Tell you what you do. You make him want to buy it.
Right.
You know how to make him want to buy it?
No.
Huh? No. What do you get for it?
Right.
Make him want to buy it. He may say, I don't want it.
Right.
Hey, what do you give me for it?
Yeah.
$5. You got it. Make a water bite.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, brother.
There's plenty of people around here.
Yep.
Amen, brother.
You ain't never done that. Come on. I remember an old horseback come out here one day.
Yep.
He's come out and shoe our horses and all. And we had a little pony here. And one day he come out and said to me, why just give me that horse? Because he was a horse trader.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what? I said, okay.
Glory.
Hey, brother, put that thing on your chair. He didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I gave him the horse.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah.
Glory. How many times I said okay to you?
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he finally died, didn't he? Huh?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I never tried to beat the man.
No.
I said, make good deals with them and she make a deal with me. Well, why did you give it to me, brother? Why did you give me the house, huh? Then give me the car.
Glory to God.
I gave you the car, didn't I, brother? Huh? When something goes wrong, who do you holler at?
You.
Oh, that was your car.
Bless you, Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
See my point?
Yeah.
The only way you're going to even make that thing right, brother, is to see afar off.
Amen.
That's not my point?
Hallelujah.
You want God to bless you, you got to see afar off.
Yes, Lord.
And in that process of God putting you where you can bless you, you're going to have to deny yourself of a lot of things. Because God can't satisfy your flesh.
Right.
He can't do it.
No.
Nothing satisfies you.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Zero. Flesh works by lust and it's never satisfied.
Amen.
God can satisfy your spirit because that works by love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, y'all don't like good old spiritual understanding, do you, huh?
Bless you, Jesus.
Bless
you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. You're worthy of it. Bless you, Father.
All right. You know, I gotta sit down for a minute. It's almost noon. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. Last generation began what we can assess around the 1930s. Isn't that some? We still see, that's the reason why it's hard for me to preach, because even this house still questions me on it.
Jesus,
we've already fulfilled the time period allocated for that generation. Well, I thought you said it would pass. I've explained that to you too.
Yes, Lord.
That's why my death could be the very passing of that. There ain't going to be too many living when I die that was born in this generation. You know, damn it, why should I tell them, God? I look at your face and I say, see, I catch things right away. And then I say, well, I'll say this and they'll get it too because they heard me preach. But,
Jesus.
You're just not that sharp with your criticism, with your judgment. You're sharp, but with acceptance and receiving, you're not that sharp. But I saw a little article the other night from another preacher. He said God sends him a strong delusion. He said the whole new world out here is a delusion. He said the 7 billion people is a delusion. He said they've been in the process of reducing the population for a long time. You really think they could let it get to 7 billion? Isn't that interesting? See, but they kind of stand what they've been doing because they've been killing millions. So don't go by the death rate and the new birth rate and establish your population, because in the midst of that, there are billions of them have been killed.
Yeah, sure.
I thought, boy, that's interesting.
Amen.
Somebody else, I don't even know this guy. But this 7 billion is a delusion.
Yeah, sure.
They know how to set us up. So it's all based on their calculations.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, I didn't get in trouble because they said we had 7 billion, but I just told you, I just don't believe we're going to.
Right.
Hallelujah.
You know?
Thank you, Lord.
I wasn't trying to be safe. I didn't get that from Thus Saith the Lord. But the word seven is a very important thing. Just like this false science coming up here.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
11, 9, 11.
Amen.
11, 9, 11.
Amen.
Now, a lot of folks were deluded to 9-11 because they thought that was a bad one coming down. It came down 1 hour. But it didn't bring Babylon down.
No.
No,
it might be a foretaste of the...
Right.
Yes. God identified the city.
Yes, sir.
And the Wall Street movement.
Amen.
You peanut brains. It seems like nothing that you're told can penetrate the veneer of your iniquitous mind. And then when I call attention to it, you don't even say, well, as soon as he sees it.
Bless you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you. I even tried to tell you.
Oh, God.
We are going to see an economic collapse.
Amen.
This is not it yet,
no.
But it's out there. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And when it goes, it will be 1 hour.
Amen.
Literally 1 hour.
Amen.
That will affect the merchants of far.
Yep.
China,
amen.
Japan,
amen.
Europe,
Jesus.
Greece.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Bless you, Jesus. Jesus.
Somebody called me this morning and said, Brother, how's this thing on Tuesday going to affect you? I said, I don't know. But I still believe that God spoke and hear me with no internet.
Hallelujah.
He that hears, hear love the Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit don't speak through the internet.
No.
He don't speak through satellites. He speaks by the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Glory.
If we had the Spirit of God, we get tuned in. Good receiver.
Yes.
Receiving the Holy Ghost. Well, we'll get, we'll be right on top.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Gonna lead us by the Holy Spirit. That's why you people that cultivate your ears to hear what the Spirit says.
Mm-hmm.
That I may say something that sounds so crazy in the natural, but in the Spirit now.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yeah. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Bless
you. People do not know.
Bless you.
They do not consider.
Bless you. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
All right. I'll take that, Lord. That'll be fine now. Hold to your hand. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. In other words, God got me tied to you.
Amen.
Thank God.
Obligated to you.
Thank God.
And you demand to hold up because I'm a prisoner.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For this cause, I, R.G. Stare, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, to you, remnant. To you have been chosen.
Hallelujah.
A prison. I'm bound by it.
Jesus.
If you heard of the dispensation of grace of God was given to me to you, were? Have you heard about it? Long suffering.
Amen.
Enduring.
Amen.
Steadfast.
Amen.
Amen.
No?
Yes.
Hmm? You haven't heard about that?
Amen.
If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you.
Hallelujah.
How am I going to deal with you, people, Lord? My grace is sufficient.
Amen.
How can I put a stand? My grace is sufficient. How can I do this? My grace is sufficient.
Thank you, Jesus.
All
men for grace, O God.
How that by revelation he made known unto me.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Lord.
How'd you find out about it? How'd you find out about it?
Thank you, Lord.
The revelation was made unto.
Hallelujah. Glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What revelation was that?
Calling on Lord Jesus Christ. That's the same revelation. Amen.
Glory to God. Jesus. Hallelujah.
I remember years ago we were coming up with the discussion of the tribulation. There was another preacher who was preaching tribulation. I think Wilkinson might have mentioned it all. And he said this. He said, if you folk believe that the church is going to go through the tribulation, it's going to alter the way you live.
Mm-hmm.
Just believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start making changes.
Hallelujah.
And when I started telling you Jesus was coming, what was the emphasis?
Amen.
The way you live, you know.
emphasis was he's coming after the tribulation. The thrust of this mission was you're going to go through tribulation.
Amen.
Hey, somebody, where were you all these years?
Hallelujah.
God have mercy, Lord. Have I failed that bad God? Lord. God.
Jesus.
Now you're just trying to make yourself look good, I see. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mission of Christ. In other words, I know something you didn't know.
Amen.
That's always caused a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh? To make you acknowledge it, what you learned because.
Right.
Enoch?
Those of you who have learned and heard and received and seen.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't contribute. You're standing in faith today.
Hallelujah.
To the things you learned,
sure,
and heard, and seen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You deny that?
Glory to
everyone.
Bless
you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Bless you, Jesus.
Yes.
The kingdom of God is righteous, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And through much tribulation.
Hallelujah.
So where am I? Have I gone through much tribulation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the kingdom of God is righteousness. The result of going through much tribulation is righteousness, peace, and joy. I don't fear for my soul or for my ministry. I fear for you.
Hallelujah.
I'm steadfast in what God told me. Now, you're to your own pearl if you don't shake yourself. If you don't hear dry bones, you're supposed to hear dry bones. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Wow. Fellowship.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's fellowship.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fellowship. See it the same way.
Amen.
My. What fellowship? Which from the beginning of the world had been hidden in God who created all things with Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
To the intent that now unto the principalities,
yes,
and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church.
Hallelujah.
The manifold wisdom of God. Wow! Woo! According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Christ in you.
Hallelujah.
Is the hope of glory. Stand. Christ liveth. I'd like to hear some lively stones. Don't forget stones.
Yes,
I'd like to hear some lively stones. Lord bless you. See you later. You're listening to the International Broadcast, The Overcomer, and this is the voice of the Last Day Prophet of God. From Baltimore, South Carolina, we bring you the message and the proclamation of the soon return of the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1988, we were 40 years after the birth of Israel. It was a crucial time. Things begin to change. The Lord spoke one night a prophecy from my lips. I would like you to listen to it again. as much of this is in operation, in fruition, and coming to pass. Let's go now again to the prophecy spoken of by the word of the Lord in the year 1988, coming to pass, being fulfilled before your very eyes at this time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, into the prophecy.
He's saying, my servant, I want you this day to speak unto my people and unto the United States of America. For the day of her judgment has now come up before me, and it's time that I must move against this nation and against those within her ranks who call themselves my people. For I, the Lord, the Almighty God, have raised this nation up. It has been spoken to you time and time again, saith the Lord, from the Holy Scriptures, that righteousness is what has exalted a nation. Everyone around the world, and history itself has proven that no other nation in the history of mankind has ever reached the plateau of height and exaltation as the United States of America. From a small beginning of people who came to seek my face, seeking for a privilege to worship me, seeking to do that which is right, pleasing in the sight of Almighty God, I begin to bless this nation. In less than 200 years, I raised you to become the pinnacle of power and might and material blessings and wealth around the world. I established within your borders the people of God, men and women of integrity and righteousness and morality. I cause your influence to reach around the world, unto the whole world marvel at your success and your prosperity. Your time of being brought down is now, yea, presently, being fulfilled.